Kenwood K-8 Center near Miami is an A-rated school where class size has been steadily shrinking for years. Teachers are happy.
I've had classes of 39 with five Michaels.
Veteran fifth grade teacher Carla Gordon remembers classes at other schools before the cap.
I had Michael A, Michael B, Michael C, etc. And did I know those children like I know these children I have now? No way.
But as the days pass and the deadline for capping the number of students in individual classrooms approaches, Kenwood principal Moraima Almeida Perez feels the pressure. Her school's not quite there.
We're very close to it. We're very fortunate that we are just a couple of kids more or less over with some of our classrooms.
Amendment 8 would let Perez stop where she is with class size compliance based on a school-wide average, not headcounts in each class. It would not allow an individual class to go over the cap by more than five students. But Florida Tax Watch estimates that additional wiggle room could save the state as much as $1 billion a year in teacher salaries and classroom construction. But parents and teacher unions want no compromise on class size. Karen Aronowitz is the president of United Teachers of Dade.
They want the class size amendment. It is the one thing we have in Florida that positively affects student achievement, and that was to get those class sizes down to these manageable levels.
At Kenwood K-8, teachers and students are happier in their smaller groups, and academic performance has improved. But Principal Moraima Almeida Perez doesn't think she can go much smaller without damaging her academics, maybe even turning her A school into a B school.
I hope that we don't. Is it possible? It may be.
Because in some schools, class size actually cannibalizes the programs that helped make the school successful. Perez runs a successful remedial reading program. But lately, she's had to send her reading coach into a classroom to be a co-teacher, a human ratio reducer when a class size goes over the size limit. That's one coping technique. Sometimes she'll combine excess fourth graders with excess fifth graders into a single class with one teacher and two sets of lessons. It's happening all over the state.
I would say that, you know, we are now really stretching the limits of being academically sound for our kids because of a constitutional amendment.
Jim Nodder is superintendent of Broward County Schools, the state's second largest district after Miami-Dade. Broward raised school taxes this month to hire more than 400 new teachers and avoid the fines for noncompliance. Nodder says it was necessary, but
it's not the right expense of the taxpayers' money.
Right now, individual counties are footing the bill for smaller classes, but eventually the state will have to pick up the cost. That's what led the Florida legislature to put Amendment 8 on the ballot. The Pro 8 campaign is supported by $3 million from corporations. The Anti 8 campaign, funded entirely by the State Teachers Union, has only about $200,000. But Broward PTA President Bernie Kemp says parents have already made up their mind.
We wanted the amendment to stay as is because we as parents went to the poll in 2002 and voted that we have a class size reduction and based on teacher-student ratio, not based on the school-wide.
It's a battle that pits teachers and parents who want the smallest possible classes against administrators and legislators who have no idea how to pay for it. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Rick Stone in Miami.